Are you struggling to hire diverse tech talent? After all, every organization in the world is now a tech company, and the ability to attract, hire, and retain tech talent from all backgrounds is critical to their success. Enter Hackajob, a reverse marketplace that actively vets engineers. We flip the traditional model on its head, meaning companies apply to engineers versus candidates applying to jobs, with companies getting an 85% response rate to candidates they reach out to, as well as exposure to tech talent that directly meets their organization's diversity objectives. Companies such as S&P Global, CarMax, and Sensor Tower are all using Hackajob. Why not join them? Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today. Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Google says they'll stop letting most employees do their jobs remotely, putting workers on a 3 days in the office routine. Back to work, snowflakes. Hey, boys and girls, you're listening to the Chad and Cheese Podcast. This is your co-host, Joel Do No Evil Cheeseman.
And this is Chad, sanctioned Soash.
And on this week's show, JobCase gets an A+ in Recruitology, JobVite gets unified, and HireVue gets their ass sued. Let's do this.
Okay, listener, how can you help your employees become more productive? I have answers. How about automating manual and repetitive tasks, giving meaning to data, then allowing that data to actually drive decisions? And how about matching people to your jobs quicker?
Well, wait. The Chad and Cheese has a new LLM?
No, Cheeseman. I'm talking about TextKernel.
Okay. That makes more sense. What I'm hearing is the groundbreaking concept of, wait for it,
yeah,
simplicity. Seriously, TextKernel cuts through the complexities like a tortilla chip through some hot nacho cheese.
Oh my God, really? Nacho references already. Anyways, TextKernel brings efficiency and productivity to your operations. TextKernel seamlessly unifies your tools and data to drive efficiencies and success.
TextKernel is creating new opportunities for your recruitment journey, kind of like adding guac to my barbacoa burrito.
Oh my God. How about extracting meaningful insights from data? I mean, that's something. Swiftly matching people with jobs, automating repetitive tasks. Who knew such advanced concepts were even possible in the land of human resources?
We did, Chad. We did. Dude, wrap it up. I'm a little hungry.
Imagine that. Okay, listener, get ready to use today's tech to drive efficiencies and productivity. Visit TextKernel.com. That's TextKernel.com.
Nachos.
Woo!
Woo!
How was your night last night?
My night was fine. We did a Zoom tasting with whiskey that you conveniently couldn't make, which
I'm sure you'll get into
here in a second. But yeah, it was a fairly slow evening of whiskey drinking with Chris Conrad from TextKernel and Tammy Bailey from Boar's Head.
Our winner. Yes.
Our winner. And we're the actual winners because both you and I get a Boar's Head gift set.
That's what I'm talking
filled
about.
Filled with cured meats and cheeses. Awesome stuff.
Oh, well, while you were doing that, I was doing the hard work of babysitting Tyler Weeks. Everybody probably remembers Tyler was at Intel. He's now currently at Hired Score. We hung out last night in Indy, Julie, Tyler, and I. That's why I couldn't be at the whiskey tasting. So we had a great time, and we'll probably see Tyler tonight as well.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
He needs some Cheeseman.
Yeah, he needs some learning on where to get a hotel room because not only did that dude decide, the meeting's downtown. Everyone's downtown. He's on like the east side, and Indy's not a big place, but that was not real well calculated. I'm not sure Tyler's fit to do my engineering if that's his hotel reservation strategy.
Shout out
for me. I got LinkedIn. Every show is not complete without LinkedIn. Chad, they've launched a podcast network.
Oh, imagine my surprise.
Features shows produced by the LinkedIn news team. That sounds sexy.
Oh, yeah.
As well as outside business figures. The shows are geared toward a professional audience and cover topics such as understanding tech, managing mental health, and explaining the hiring process. To start, there are 12 podcasts, 4 by LinkedIn News and the rest by outside hosts. Doubtful that you and I will be invited to join the network. Shout out to LinkedIn for launching another thing that's going to fail.
They will be clamoring for Chad and Cheese by the time this thing's over.
God.
Big shout out to Doug Monroe and AdZuna. AdZuna has suspended commercial activity of the AdZuna.ru website in protest against the actions of the Russian army that invaded Ukraine. This is fucking awesome. Doug, I love that this is a sponsor first and foremost, but love to see this happen. When this popped up, I'm like, I hope everybody fucking does this.
For sure. So I did a little bit of actual reporting, and I tried to find like the top 10 largest Russian companies.
Uh-huh.
And then I tried to see if they had ATSs that were run out of the free world.
Yeah.
And all the sites in Russia are down. Maybe they're blocked from me seeing them, but my reporting didn't go very far. I was trying to be kind of cutesy, but good for AdZuna and anybody else. I'm going to be curious to see if like Upwork and some of the gig economies deny service to Russian people. That will be interesting. Well, someone not doing business in Russia is ZipRecruiter. They had a pretty nice earnings report this week. So ZipRecruiter reported revenue growth during the last quarter that beat its own and Wall Street's expectations while also raising its forecast for the coming year. I guess you can thank Phil. The company stated in its Q4 letter to shareholders, quote, since inserting Phil... That sounds naughty, doesn't it? We have increased the job seeker onboarding completion rate by 29%. Let's all bow down to Phil.
I think they're giving Phil too much fucking credit.
They really said in a release, inserting Phil. That's nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Big shout out to Airbnb. They're going to provide shelter to 100,000 Ukraine refugees. I love Airbnb. They are not like most American brands who pinch pennies, and they're not driven by fucking shareholders. Airbnb's brand and mission transcends the balance sheet. I love these guys. Whenever I go places, I generally stay in an Airbnb, and shit like this will continue to get customers like me to do business with them.
Warm and fuzzies with the Airbnb. Well, someone that is concerned with shareholders, Job.com gets a shout out this week.
Ooh.
They announced the acquisition of QCI Healthcare.
Okay. Who?
Yeah, I know. A Grand Rapids, Michigan-based staffing agency. The deal marks Job.com's 5th staffing firm acquisition. Good for them.
Very good. Very good. Big shout out to Ian White, founder and CEO of ChartHop, who was scheduled to join us on Firing Squad, but he must have listened to a few episodes and then turned tail and fucking ran. He literally backed out of Firing Squad. We have never had a CEO, a startup CEO, back out of Firing Squad before. So this is a notch in the belt for the Chad and Cheese, first and foremost. But if you're listening and you're not, and you haven't listened to Firing Squad, go to chadcheese.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Click on Firing Squad and you will have a bounty of startup Shark Tank type of love.
Doesn't he know the line to get into Firing Squad and they deny coming on the show?
Yeah, I love it.
Ridiculous. And we're not even going to get into the number of companies that have been acquired,
yes,
cashed out because of their being on Firing Squad. But anyway. Speaking of not afraid of firing squad, Dan Finnegan, former boss at Yahoo Hot Jobs. We're going way back in time on that one. And JobBite, back when it was like 10 people, announced on LinkedIn that he is now CEO of Filtered.ai, a platform for hiring engineers. Along with Dan, they got $10 million in funding. So we're going to keep our eye on Filtered and Dan Finnegan. Shout out to him.
Damn straight. You mentioned Google mandating Bay Area workers getting back to the office by April 4th to start quote unquote hybrid working. This is a slow walk back to 5 days, 40 hours back in the office. You want to take that bet? Google is not going to allow remote work anymore. I can see this.
No. There's a reason they bought up real estate when it cratered a couple years ago. So yeah, and Apple will follow suit. A few of the ones we talk about will probably remain remote. But yeah, this is to me the slow burn back to the office.
But think about it though, man. Google's, I mean, their rep has really been tarnished. I mean, they're not the cool brand anymore. And developers don't, I mean, that's not a place where they see themselves. They're having to be dragged in, not just developers. I mean, just individuals of great talent. So the question is, why the fuck put more obstacles in place when you're seeing great productivity anyway? That's what's been reported out from, I don't know how many fucking surveys we've seen over the last few years. Yep. Why do this? You put yourself in such an amazing poaching position where your competitors will easily be able to say, look, brand's tarnished. They're fucking you by making it. Yeah. You can get orange juice in the office. Who gives a shit? You want to come down in your PJs.
How dare you question Google, Chad? How dare you, sir?
Evil.
Yeah, proof will be in the pudding. If they go back to work and people start bouncing, they might have a reversal of opinion on the hybrid model that they are creating for themselves.
We shall
see. Otherwise, they're going to have to start writing some big checks to keep people around, a la Amazon and Apple, which yes, Google can do, by the way. They can write some pretty big checks. That'll be interesting to see. Well, who else writes big checks, Chad?
Who's that?
Well, we don't really write checks, but we have free shit, which is almost as good.
Hell yeah!
If you haven't signed up yet, chadcheese.com/free, we give away shit, people. We give away t-shirts sponsored by Adzuna. We give away beer powered by our friends at Pillar. And we give away whiskey, like we mentioned earlier, from our friends at Text Kernel. So if you haven't done that yet, what the fuck are you waiting for, dude? The world needs more free shit, and Chad and Cheese are here to deliver.
Amen. Last shout out from me, Fama. Remember Ben Mones? He was on the podcast February 2020. A social media background screening company gets $10 million in Series B funding. Mm-hmm. How long do you think it'll take for one of these bigger Goliath background check companies to actually swallow these guys up?
Yeah, Sterling went public recently. Some of the other ones, big ones, are going to be going public soon. Checker, for example, I think that would be an interesting one. But if they want to bolster their stock price, a quick acquisition of a social media background check platform could be a good move to goose that stock price. So Sterling, I hope you're listening, and I would not be surprised if they find a little couch cushion change. Gobble up Fama.
I want to see Checker get in there and snatch him up.
Checker. All right. The wagers are out. We got there Checker and we got Sterling out there as the acquirers. Well, let's talk about birthdays.
Birthdays.
Happy birthday.
Celebrating your birthday this week, Michael, the tech czar of Cleveland, Deloya.
Yes.
Shell celebrates a birthday. Vaishali Umrakar. Totally said that right.
Nice.
Evan White.
Sounded pretty good.
Colin Barker.
Yeah.
Boz von de Hatterd, your boy.
Hadrid.
Adam Chamber.
Ooh.
The Irish assassin. Slanche to him. He celebrates his 25th of life. And Bob Etheridge. Old friend of the podcast.
Ooh, yes.
Celebrates another birthday this week.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob. And we're on the road again, Chad.
On the road again. That's right, events kids. You can go to chadcheese.com, click on events. We have our entire schedule there. But really quick, we're going to be at the eRecruitment Congress Friday, May 6th, join us in Belgium. That's right. If you are in Europe, you should be in Belgium for the e-recruitment Congress. That's e-recruitment-congress.com. And then Unleash America, May 25th and 26th at the MGM Grand in Vegas. Stay tuned. We're actually working on bringing some pretty big firepower to the stage in Vegas. Pretty stoked about that one.
Firepower, people. And talking about firing... God damn, why can't I talk right now? I'm having a stroke, apparently. Chad and Cheese besties are in the news this week. Jobcase, a.k.a. LinkedIn, for those who aren't on LinkedIn, announced the acquisition of recruitment marketing platform Recruitology on Thursday to bolster the company's ability to proactively match workers to jobs.
Mm-hmm.
In a statement, Jobcase highlighted that with these acquisitions... they're bringing together technology, employer acquisition expertise, and traffic capabilities to further scale the company's efforts to empower workers while matching members with employers at unparalleled pace and efficiency. Recruitology will continue to run as a separate business unit as part of Jobcase, and our buddy Roberto will remain as GM of Recruitology. Terms were not disclosed. Chad, it's a marriage made in heaven, right?
Yes. And I've got to ask, how many of our sponsors have been acquired thus far? This is a great story. Chad and Cheese has a pretty good record. GoCanvas.io acquired. Mm-hmm. Sovereign acquired. PandoLogic acquired. Mm-hmm. Recruitology them. Now acquired. Not a bad batting average.
Did you get a web clip drop?
No, I didn't get the web clip drops. Good call. Zoom.
Our first sponsor.
Yeah, good one. Good one. So five and not a bad batting average, as the only one that took a dump was Uncommon thus far. So we have 5-1 odds ratio. Welcome to Chad and Cheese. This acquisition is just incredibly smart. Go figure. Fred is an incredibly smart guy. Roberto is an awesome dude. This is a match made in heaven. How does this expand Jobcase's total addressable market? Well, I mean, really their total addressable market, I don't believe it does. Rather, I think it's going to expand wallet share dramatically, because remember that more budget is spent on recruitment advertising and marketing than actual tech. So I see the same brands more into the Jobcase ecosystem, and that's a good thing, but it's going to be focused in the same areas, but driving more revenues on advertising and recruiting with those organizations, right? So it's always great to get a brand. It's always great to retain that brand, but what's even better is increasing wallet share. And I think this is a great opportunity for Jobcase to increase wallet share in their ecosystem.
Yep. So a little context here. Combining with Jobcase, which brings the job seeker candidate side, 120 million plus registered members and 20 million in monthly active users.
Yeah.
And Recruitology, which is focused on employers and channel partners, allow the company to basically create a largest only after Indeed and Glassdoor in terms of large job seeker audience. So this is a fairly big idea.
Yeah.
Fairly big news. And I think that it primarily goes to the value of Recruitology is in the newspaper relationships. No, we have not gone back to the future to 2002, but newspaper relationships are an incredible way that Recruitology, local focused marketing for job seekers, and that's kind of what Jobcase wants to do. They want to be able to put those small local employers and get them the job seekers that they need to apply to jobs. And Recruitology plugs in. I mean, we're talking about Gannett, McClatchy, Hearst, pretty much any major newspaper in the country is now in play in terms of Jobcase being able to distribute job postings and candidates into their job opportunities. So in addition to that, you have some fantastic programmatic job solutions from Recruitology that now they can plug into that at Jobcase. But to me, the real muscle in this was around the newspaper partnerships and Jobcase being able to tap into that. So great deal in terms of my position, and what I consider. And I think I'm glad that Roberto is going to be around. The dude's been a part of this industry for a long time.
Yeah.
Keeping the Recruitology brand is going to be important and popular for him and the people that support him. So all around, this is a major applause for me.
Yeah, no question. No question. Hyperlocal, baby. Hyperlocal.
Hyperlocal. Can you imagine we're still talking about newspaper partnerships 20 years after they were like a thing, and how many people have gotten away from those newspaper partnerships?
Remember when direct mail died and then it came back?
That's true. That's true. That's true. Everything. Yeah. Let's get into everything that was old is now new again. All right. Let's go to JobVite. You're in the know about this one. So what's going on at JobVite this week?
Yeah. So last week, first, we have a new umbrella org called Employ Inc. with the three major brands, Next RPO, Jazz HR, and JobVite, represented under that umbrella. So, you know, there's this new maturation process of, hey, look, we've got to get our house in order. I love this. Then this week, we learn of the unification of products and brand under JobVite's Evolve TA suite. So RollPoint, Telemetry, and GoCanvas.io, those three brands have lived on, and since the 2019 acquisitions are now blending into JobVite as the Evolve TA suite. So you won't have no GoCanvas.io to kick around anymore, Cheeseman.
Oh, that's a bummer. That's a bummer.
Oh, hell no.
So my take on this, kudos to JobVite for being able to bring together pieces really in a complicated puzzle and put everything under one platform and brand. How many times do we see companies acquire other companies? They stay disparate and nothing ever sort of comes together. So first and foremost, I think congratulations to them for actually being able to create one brand, create everyone under that umbrella, and then create services under that platform. And you and I talk a lot about one platform to rule them all. And it clearly looks like JobVite is going into that realm of strategy. And to me, I like the Spotify versus Apple Music example. You know, there's a large number of customers who want to use Spotify and all the, I don't know, the signals about doing that looking like the cool kid. But there's a lot of other people in the audience that like simplicity. They like being able to establish what the brand is and want Apple Music. And it may not be as good. Some of it will be as good as Spotify. But they like simplicity. They like going to one company that provides all of these solutions, one umbrella, one brand. That, I think, is as a strategy is going to work out pretty well for JobVite.
Yeah.
Most people don't want to think, gee, I need SMS, but who really do I use to do that? I think they'd rather just provide, you know, buy one solution and just have SMS. They don't need to get Canvas or TextRecruit or anyone else. And this is the route that JobVite is taking. It also is a great way to control the process in terms of shielding startups from coming in and mucking up the system, for example. So if you have a texting solution that works really well in your marketplace,
yeah,
and they get acquired by a competitor, well, that creates a whole mess for you. It's much better to get people on your solutions, keep them in your ecosystem, and kind of keep everyone out of the mix. So good for JobVite.
Unification is part of the natural maturation process for any ecosystem. So I like the separation of the three big brands, especially Jazz HR, JobVite, because keeping Jazz and JobVite siloed will guard against what happened to iSIMS and Taleo when they created SMB versions under the same brand. Both of those died. iSIMS small business died, and then the Taleo brands for the SMB died as well, because they were altogether really not siloed enough. JobVite at this point has an organic lead machine with Jazz HR. So I like what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, we mentioned Dan Finnegan in the shout outs. Yep. And you know, this was not sort of an overnight thing. I would go back to Dan Finnegan, buying up Canvas and some others that this road has been formulating for a long time. So it's kind of cool to see it come to fruition. Going way back to when Finnegan was running the show.
Yep.
Fun to watch. All right, let's take a quick break. We are rolling on this episode.
Rolling.
And we'll talk a little bit about, PPC costs and lawsuits.
Human resources is supposed to be about humans. I mean, it's right there in the name. But when your hiring team is more like an assembly line, glued to their computers, manually posting heaps of jobs everywhere they can think of, that human part feels nowhere to be found. This is a new era. Pando IQ takes the mind-numbing copy-pasting and nerve-wracking guesswork out of the job posting process. When you plan a hiring campaign with Pando IQ, you tell us who you need. Then, before you ever spend a cent, we predict what it will cost to find them. Pando IQ chooses the ideal recruiting sites from thousands of options, targeting the ones your next great hire frequently visits, then fires off your ads at precisely calculated times, surfacing the most relevant applicants for you to pick from. Now you're free to get to know the best talent, build great teams, and take care of your humans. Pando IQ will do the rest, so you can get back to doing what the computers can't.
For more information on Pando IQ, go to pandologic.com. That's pandologic.com.
All right, Chad, none of this will surprise you, but it continually is depressing. So some interesting data came out recently. Our friend Roy Maurer reported at SHRM that the candidate drop-off rate for people who click apply but never complete an application is a whopping 92%.
Crazy.
This, according to programmatic solution AppCast, turns out job application flow has improved, but there are still too many steps involved in getting applicants to the finish line. Where have we heard this one before? Again, none of this is breaking news, but it also piggybacks nicely on another study that says cost per click on job applications has risen by 54%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This data also comes from our friends at AppCast, who examined 165 million job ad clicks and 8 million applies, spend over 50% more to see 90%+ of job seekers that click apply to go bye-bye. Chad, what's that definition of insanity again?
Yeah. So here's the thing, and I got to point this out because you got suckered big time by Home Depot. Seriously. So you thought they grasped the brass ring with a chintzy 24-hour offer, right? You fell for their marketing hype, bro, because Home Depot's application process is shit. And if you can't get the people to apply, guess what? You can't get them the fucking offer. So you got suckered on that one. Anyways, this is not, I repeat, this is not the fault of most tech stacks that are out there. This is an HR and TA department issue. They're numb to the real world and it's kicking them square in the nuts. So this, as you had actually said, this high rate of ejection is costing them more on the programmatic side of the house. So if you just got your fucking house in order and you made it easy for people to give you the information that you need, not that you want, and take them through 5 to 30 minutes of an application process, then you wouldn't have to spend so much on PPC, right? You wouldn't have to spend as much on pay-per-click, on, you know, paper application, any of that shit. So, you know, this to me is, again, talent acquisition needs to look themselves in the eyes, in the mirror, and say, look, we fucked up our application process, which means it's costing us an arm and a fucking leg.
Sure. And just clicks, not even the missed opportunities to hire people that could, you know, really impact your organization. So these aren't clicks to see job descriptions, by the way. These are people that are actually clicking apply. So there's a desire to like make a transaction here. These are people that want to finish the process. So this study to me helps confirm the fact that the process is obviously broken. I think a lot of it falls on the ATS in most of these cases. Now, I agree that customers of ATSs have really created complexities that don't need to be there. And I think ATSs have been, weak in terms of pushing back on companies to make things easier. They're more interested in keeping retention and keeping companies writing them checks. But ultimately, like, to me, that it's no shock that companies looking to disrupt that system are gaining some steam. In contrast to the ATS industrial complex, you have companies like Paradox, who are touting application completion rates in the 90 percentiles.
Yes.
Right. So there seems to be an obvious divide here. It's either drop off of 90% or completion of 90%. Which one would you rather be involved with? So to me, chatbots continue to be the biggest threat to the traditional ATS infrastructure just for that reason. And it looks like it's being more and more supported by data every day. So it's really, is it just a matter of time before companies realize, let's stop just spending money to try to figure out the problem and let's just make the process more organic? And it seems like chatbots are on the front line of making that happen.
Yeah, right. That's process and engagement, right? Entirely. Yeah. And if you are dealing with a new, let's say, for instance, core talent platform, I mean, Paradox is evolving from a conversational AI platform to a core talent platform. And we're going to see many others, like we even heard Anoop say that he's not going to do that. I call bullshit. I see Seekout doing the exact same thing because they can actually get more applications through at a much higher rate, which means a couple of different things. First and foremost, you can leverage the candidates you've already paid for. Yeah, remember those? The millions of dollars you spent for those assholes? Yeah, you can go after them first who are in your candidate database. Then number two, at that point, if your process is better and you're getting higher completion, then guess what? You don't have to spend as much money on trying to drag people in. Right now, talent acquisition should be smacked square in the face, fired, whatever it takes to be able to get their shit straight, because it's not right now.
Amen. Amen. You know, the easier thing is to just spend more money, but it's also the laziest thing that you can do. And I call on companies to really dig into their processes.
Oh, yeah.
And fix this shit and start saving a lot of money in the process.
Well, and I want to point out these companies, these hiring companies can point at programmatic vendors and say, these guys are charging us so much more, 43%, 54% increase from last year. But guess what, assholes? If you had your shit tight, if your process was tight and you had less ejection, this wouldn't be a problem. You are your own problem. Stop pointing fingers.
By the way, what's the over under on number of years that you keep bringing up the Home Depot issue? I'm gonna go 3 years, 3.5 years over under.
You give me way too much credit. I don't have that much brain power to remember that shit.
Yeah. Once you go to Portugal, you're gonna be checked out on all this shit, which is coming soon, apparently. Well, someone else who's gonna be spending a lot of money, it sounds like, is our friends at HireVue. This one's a little old, a couple months old, I think, but it's not like there was a press release on this stuff. So
no.
Video interviewing platform HireVue faces a proposed class action lawsuit over its alleged practice of collecting job applicants' biometric information without first providing statutory disclosures and obtaining informed consent. Listeners will remember Illinois outlawed this practice. The law provides for statutory damages of $5,000 for each willful and or reckless violation, and alternatively, damages of $1,000 for each negligent violation. The plaintiff applied for a job with Varsity Tutors through HireVue's platform in 2019. Per the case, HireVue violated the plaintiff's, quote, substantive state rights to biometric information privacy, end quote. Ouch. This one could really cost. Chad, thoughts?
Yeah. So HireVue has a new slogan. HireVue, the ultimate bias machine. So this one's from classaction.org. Quote, HireVue has allegedly represented that facial expressions make up 29% of the job applicant's employability score. End quote. I find this completely fucking repulsive. Yep. To think that an algorithm could standardize the entire human race through facial movements is fucking absurd. This to me is, again, an ultimate bias machine. Federal government really needs to step in, because if you don't live in Illinois, if you're not a resident of Illinois, you are not going to be able, I don't believe you're going to be able to actually partake in this suit. And you know, more than just the residents of Illinois have been impacted by this bias machine.
That was easy.
So facial recognition and analyzing facial responses in the hiring process, it to me is officially dead now. No matter what happens with this case, which will likely be settled out of court, more states are going to introduce laws like Illinois, if not federal legislation. No vendor is going to want this smoke, and no company is going to use such services for risks of lawsuits. Varsity Tutors better hope that they don't get sued in this lawsuit, and every company right. that is a HireVue client. It was a cute idea, I guess, initially, that no one really thought through, and now it's well on its way to being dead. And privacy advocates obviously are satisfied with this activity, and it probably is not the end of the lawsuits, but it probably is the end of this technology rearing its ugly head in the hiring process.
Agreed. And again, the only thing that we can do at this point is try to poke and prod politicians to do something about this, to put guardrails in place nationwide to ensure that this shit doesn't happen. Again, it's fucking repulsive, and it mm-hmm. is literally the basis of bias.
Let's take a quick break and bring the temperature down a little bit with some OnlyFans news.
Oh, yeah.
Are you struggling to attract the talent you need today? Do you lack visibility into where your recruitment ad dollars are really going? There's a better way. Acquire ROI is a programmatic job advertising platform built to optimize your budget and supercharge hiring. Acquire ROI automatically manages and measures recruitment ads across job boards, so you can allocate your budget based on insights, not hunches. Get to quality candidates faster and cost-effectively scale hiring across roles, all while gaining complete visibility and control over your recruitment marketing investments. Say goodbye to manual guesswork, inconsistent performance, and wasted spending. And hello to optimized automated campaigns that produce qualified applicants. At Acquire ROI, we make job advertising easy. Visit us at acquireroi.com and start transforming your talent acquisition today.
All right, Chad.
Did you finally start your OnlyFans account? Is that what this is about?
I'm waiting for the war to end. I'm a little bit too emotional about all that. So
I agree.
On that note, you've probably heard there is a war going on.
Uh-huh.
Everyone hates Russia right about now, I guess. And company after company is putting the financial squeeze on Mother Russia. Well, add Chad and Cheese fave OnlyFans to the list. From the New York Post, adult entertainers in Russia have been blocked from OnlyFans amid financial sanctions imposed upon the country following its invasion of Ukraine. One X-rated model claimed she lost over $8,000 amid the ban. Oh, the humanity. Fortunately, Chad, cooler and hornier heads have prevailed.
We've seen this before.
OnlyFans confirmed on Monday that it has been able to, quote, restore account activity for creators in all countries following financial restrictions. Mm-hmm. Rejoice, I say.
Yeah.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief. Maybe Russian OnlyFans model Bunny Mommy, I'm sure that's not her real name, said it best when she said, quote, blocking bank accounts of peaceful Russian people, blocking working pages and freezing income won't help Ukraine. Bravo, Bunny Mommy. Bravo. And in other OnlyFans news, Russian model Bad Kitty, again, probably not her birth name, has said she'll have sex with any and every Russian soldier who defies Putin's invasion orders, and said, quote, new pricing on her site. One dead Russian equals one nude, one destroyed tank equals one video, and one down jet, I will sleep with you. New price guide for the war. Long live Ukraine. As always, Chad, love prevails. Love prevails.
Yeah. Talk about bad marketing. Yeah. Send me pictures of dead Russians and I'll give you a blowjob. I mean, that's just what the fuck, dude. I get that those Russian ladies have nothing to do with the invasion, but what about the Ukrainian OnlyFans members who are in the middle of a fucking war zone and can't create content and make money? You know, they're whining because, oh, they shut us off. Well, guess what? You're not being fucking shelled, are you? I get it, but you take a look at the brands. Mm-hmm. OnlyFans is all about money, period, yep. right? Period. They shut down, or they were going to, quote unquote, shut down anything that was pornographic. And guess what happened? Yeah, there's too much money. So guess what? They turned that shit back on. I guarantee you, they looked at how much money was coming in from these Russian OnlyFans accounts. And this has nothing to do with those poor girls, right? This has to do with the bottom line. So unlike Airbnb, who doesn't give a fuck what their shareholders think because they're doing the right thing by their mission, OnlyFans is the literally the polar opposite. I think it's great that some of these girls have a safer place to actually make money, instead of being groped by some old fuck, right? But overall, I mean, you've got to step up and stand for something. And OnlyFans stands for one thing, and that's the fucking ruble. That's it, bitch.
What I'm hearing you say is, don't hold your breath for the Chad and Cheese OnlyFans account. Is that what I'm hearing, Chad?
That's what I would say, yes.
That was easy.
We out.
Thank you for listening to, what's it called? A podcast. The Chad. The Cheese. Brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Just a lot of shout-outs of people you don't even know. And yet, you're listening. It's incredible. And not one word about cheese. Not one. Cheddar. Blue. Nacho. Pepper Jack. Swiss. So many cheeses. And not one word. So weird. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And while you're at it, visit www.chadcheese.com. Just don't expect to find any recipes for grilled cheese. It's so weird. We out!
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.